It's a message from Peter Rea in a second that makes your hair stand up on the back of your neck. Absolute belter message. So listen to that right at the end. A couple of things before. Listen to the end of the delivery dates, because we're on a 3-day delivery now. So make sure you get it right for getting your orders in for Christmas and the end of the period. Also, the league table's up for Dubai. So have a look at them. Remember, anybody going gold can also go as well, apart from moving up the plan. But this is the league tables. So really get stuck into that. If your name's not on that list, make sure it is. If you're below goal level, you get there, because it's going to be the trip of a lifetime. So here's this fantastic message. Have a great day, and I'll speak to you soon.
Hi, good afternoon, Gavin and Bonnie. Hope you're absolutely tickety-boo. Gavin, here's a message that I had sent out to our team, and I've got our sponsor, Gary Nesta, in our loop, and Gary's just sent it out again. And you know what? I've just listened all the way through, and I have to say, I've listened all the way through, and I'm thinking, blubbin' egg, come on, I'm ready to get stuck in all over again, haven't listened to it. I mean, I am anyway, but that's how it's made me feel even doubly. So anyway, this might be of some benefit. So here it is, Gavin, speak to you soon, mate, and come on the flipping team.
Hi everybody, it's Gary. Here's a message that Peter Rea sent out to his team about a week ago, and it's such a good message. It's worth just listening to it again. I mean, if you're in Peter's team, you would have heard it more than once probably, but it's such a fantastic message. If you just listen to the message and do what he says, sure enough, things in your clean, easy business will begin to happen. So I've listened to this message now 3 times, and I'm in my own loop, and I'll probably listen to it again for a 4th time when it gets sent back to me. So listen to the message, and don't forget, the 18th of December is the last date you can place an order with Clean Easy to get the products delivered to you, so you can get them to customers before then. I mean, you can still place orders after then, but the 18th is the last day to get them in, to get them delivered to customers prior to Christmas Day and that. Okay, catch you soon. Come on, team.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. It's Peter and Claire coming down with the entire team, and we hope you are absolutely fantastically tickety-boo. I'd like to welcome all the brand new people onto the EasyReach voicemail system. It is absolutely brilliant. It's a great source of information and inspiration. Do you know what, guys? We've been in the business now on March the 16th. Claire and I have been in this business for 13 years. 13 years! Neck. And do you know what, guys? I can honestly say without any fear of contradiction that it's been the best 13 years of our life. It's been absolutely amazing. We've been on this incredible journey with Clean Easy. And you know, when we got started, what's important, and I really want to get across, especially to the new people, when we first started, it felt as strange for us as it feels for you, okay? And when you first get started, you've been exposed to a little bit to the opportunity. You've watched that 15-minute video. You know, you've seen people who, you know, are making great incomes, and you just think, wow, it looks fantastic. But you do wonder if it can work for you. And do you know what? I completely get that, and I understand that. In fact, when you see what people are earning and you hear people talk about how magnificent this opportunity is, when you first get started, it's almost like it feels like a completely different business. It's almost like they must be in some other type of, some other part, and you're just like in this bit, getting your head around the retail, going out there, perhaps stepping out in the cold, in the dark, in the damp, you know, and enjoying the experiences that go hand in hand with averages, okay? Good pickups, bad pickups, fantastic pickups, terrible pickups, okay? It all goes into the pot and averages out over 4 weeks. But of course, that's the, you know, that's the reality of what happens. But of course, the elements of the system, the catalogs out, the catalogs in, going back for your stragglers, you know, and obviously processing orders and then delivering them to the people. You know, there's elements of the system, if you like, that we can easily get a little bit hung up on. And what can happen is if you've had a week, because in the real world, as it were, in a job, we have good weeks and bad weeks. We have good days and bad days. And of course, it's exactly the same in Clean Easy. But for some strange reason, when people have a bad day in Clean Easy, it's almost like, right, I'm quitting. Okay. And if anyone's ever, you know, contemplated doing that because of a bad day or a bad week, well, do you know what? Welcome to the club. Because do you know what? We all experience, I guess, the same things. Okay. But you know what, guys? When we joined the business, we were in a real desperate set of circumstances. So, you know, to be honest with you, it wasn't enjoyable at all. You know, desperate, really, living in a council house, lost my business. It's been struggling by for 2 years, suffering from depression, you know, being taken a call for 28 quid, couldn't afford to pay the phone bill. you know, had repossession or served on us, you know, for to take back the council house because we're so far behind in our rent arrears, you know, buying our kids Christmas presents from God Boots. Look, you get the picture. You know, and it's okay for me just to let that trip off the tongue. But you know what, guys? The reality was, I tell you what, guys, it was very, 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 very frightening. Very, very frightening. You know, we just didn't know how we were going to get through the day, let alone through the week or the month. And that's where we were. And obviously, when we got started in Clean Easy, what it provided was, it provided hope. That's what it provided. It provided us with the hope that we could put some work in and make some money, okay? And we needed to earn £400 to pay that very month, okay, to the local authority to prevent them from taking action, because that was the minimum amount that they would accept to, if you like, stop the action going ahead and be prepared to talk sensibly with us. So we had to make it work. Now, do you know what? That was the best thing in some respects that could have happened to us, because it almost removed the option that we sometimes give ourselves, which is, well, it would be nice if we can make that, but it's not absolutely essential. Because human nature being what human nature is, okay, if it rained or it snowed or I'd had a bit of a bad day, I could have quite easily let myself off the hook, not put out the catalogues, not attended the meeting, not communicated with my sponsor. I could have quite easily done that if I had exercised the option that really everyone does have, but I felt as if it wasn't an option, because we had to make that money. And that's where the expression comes from, that all the how-tos are useless without a strong enough why-to. Because do you know what, guys? You know, no matter how, if you haven't got a strong enough reason why, you know, you will never make progress on even a road that has no bumps in it. Okay, the smoothest of road, the smoothest of passage, no challenges, no frustration, so to speak. You just got to put the work in. If you haven't got a strong enough reason why, you'll just, you know, even on the easiest route, you'll still not do it. Okay, because you still need to put in commitment. Okay, guys, even if there are no challenges, you've got to commit. And well, we know what happens when people are given the option to commit. We start diets, we start fitness regimes, we start a new hobby, we start a new language, we start a new musical instrument, and how many people see it through? And that's just because people are people. But you know what, guys? It was desperate for us. And what's interesting is that, you know, we got started on the 16th of March, okay, 16th of March 2000. But what's really, really interesting, okay, is that by October 2003, our income was now running at over £5,000 a month. Guys, that was just 3.5 years. And we didn't have to go without for 3.5 years. Okay, within the first 7 months, we'd matched a full-time income. Okay, first month 400, second month 500, third month 700, fourth month 900, 7 months down the line, we were earning £1,300-£1,400-ish. Okay, guys? And then literally just 3.5 years down the line, we were earning £5,000 a month. And people say to us, well, how did you do that? And do you know what, guys? It isn't as important as the why did we do it? And the why we did it, you know, was because we were desperate. We were sick and tired of being sick and tired. Even if we hadn't have done Clean Easy and I had gone back into the real world, so to speak, and got a job, I would have been shackled to a job and I would have been paid a wage that a boss deemed it was, you know, the right amount to pay somebody for coming in and doing the work that they wanted them to do. And I would have had to work, you know, that for the promise of, what, £300 a week? And give me life, the best of me, the best of each day, the best of me youth, okay, to a boss for what, 20, 30, 40 years to retire, potless and broke? Because we know that people who work in jobs don't earn enough money. We know that. So whenever I found myself thinking, oh, quit to go back and do what? Okay, guys. So all we did really was just get stuck in. And it was not about the how-to, because I've never done this before. I just know that, and if I just reel off some things here, guys, you know, I'm sure you'll be able to resonate with this, okay? We wanted it. We needed it. We wanted it, and we decided that we were prepared to work for it. You get nothing for nothing in this life, guys, okay? We wanted it. We needed it to happen. We had a strong reason why. We had to change our circumstances. We couldn't go on like this anymore. And when we earned £401.99 in our first month, we just knew that if we went out and found 10 people who could do what we had just done, we would be earning over £1,500 a month. Well, we just proved that it worked. We just had to find some other people who were prepared to work it too. Okay. And do you know what, guys? We started with the end in mind. We knew, we heard Gary Watson, our sponsor, say SED is the place to be because that was going to give us like a £50,000 a year income. You know, and we just thought SED is the place to be. And we saw it done. We looked at the structure. We realized and we were shown what we needed to do. And we visualized it and we worked towards that every single day. And we committed for about 3 years, irrespective of the initial results. Well, do you know what? Most people will not do that. Most people want instant everything. And I get that and I understand that. But that's the real world. That's the real world where you get a job, okay, and you swap some time for money. But you do that and you give the best of your day, the best of you, the best of your youth for 20, 30, 40 years. And for me, I wasn't prepared to do that. So I was prepared to give the best of me for 3 years and get me head down and me tail up and not focus on the immediate results because I knew it was going to take time to build, okay? And do you know what, guys? We adopted a zero tolerance on making excuses because you can convince yourself, can't you? Oh, I can't do this because of that and I can't do that because of the t'other. And you buy into it. Well, guys, it just steals away your opportunity because you kid yourself. And we adopted a zero tolerance. We were not going to allow ourselves to just justify why we couldn't do something, that we were going to focus on the solutions and not what we saw as obstacles or problems or challenges. We thought, right, okay, that's what happened. What's the answer? Okay, this is what's holding us back. What can help us to start moving forward again? And we just decided to become the best apprentice we could ever be. We were like a sponge for knowledge. We said to Gary, how does this work? How does that work? What should we do? What would you recommend that we do next? And we committed to being the best apprentice, not just being a good apprentice, being the best apprentice that we could be. And we just started learning about the business. Why wouldn't you? It's a completely new industry. And we wanted to study it. And do you know what, guys? All we did was look for people who wanted to make a few hundred pounds a month, okay, and we showed them how to do the same. That is it. But you can see that it was the strength of the reason why that we did what we did, and also being mindful that if we quit, what do we quit to go back to? We saw an opportunity that we found ourselves in this desperate situation, not only just to sort of make a bit of money now, but to put something right in our lives that was going to look after us, not just now, not just next week, not just next month, but 6 months down the line, 12 months down the line, 10 years down the line. And guys, that's exactly what we put in place. You can do the same. Anyway, I hope that helps. Speak to you soon and come on the flipping team.